The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the Home of the Week, the Good News, and Current Market Updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, another happy Sunday to you, my friend. What's new in the world,
happy
Jason?
Happy Sunday. 127 mile per hour winds at the farm the other day.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
That's anti-am.
I know. I've been through two hurricanes in my life, and that was, I don't know what they call that, Hurricane Grizzly.
Right,
something was going on. I was like, oh my God. So I'm out there in the deer blind, and we get these 6x6 box blinds, they call them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's starting to get a little windy out here, you know. Then I'm like, oh, Weather Channel thing starts going ping, 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 you know, on my phone. And I'm like, oh, it's gonna get a little thunder and lightning. I'm like, yeah. Oh, they're like, oh, a 50 mile per hour winds. And, you know, I've been in those blinds, have been there, you know, 75 mile per hour winds, you know. And, well, next thing you know, my blind I'm in, I'm a rocking.
Yeah.
And these things have like 10-foot wide base, you know, they're up, and these things are stable, and they're staked down and stable can be. I hear it sounds like a freight train's rolling through there, yeah, for about 20 minutes. Those, the top of those trees were hitting the ground, everything. So I go in the back of the blind up against the wind. I can't open the door because the wind's pushing the door. Like, there is no way you're going to open that door. So I'm in there.
Yeah.
And they're in a seatbelt.
It feels like you're in a space shuttle.
Yeah, that's right. I know. And I'm like, and they're in a seatbelt. I'm like, man, if I had my little harness, I could somehow attach it to the window. So this thing is rocking. I'm going, oh my gosh. I hear stuff cracking and breaking, and I'm looking around like, oh, I'm like, do I open the windows and just so the air can flow through? I'm trying to figure it out. And eventually it ended, thank goodness. And, but yeah, we lost a lot of trees, and four of those blinds just disintegrated.
Yeah.
They went rolling. I mean, those things are 1,200 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, with the stand and everything
for
else.
For the wind to knock them over.
They went rolling all of our structures for our cattle, just were blown around. These things don't weigh a little bit.
I see a lot of down trees in the neighborhood around here too.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So what are you? So you coming over after?
Yeah, you're gonna need chainsaw? Some help. You need some help with chainsaws.
Yeah. Well, they say it's great winter forage. You know, when the aspen trees fall down, the deer can eat the leaves. You know, if they're a little more accessible.
It's a win-win. Yeah. You're always looking for the silver lining, aren't you?
Yeah, I always try to. I don't know what else to do, but anyway. Well, today we're going to go over a little bit of what's going on in the market, and then we're going to talk about fear. You know, I'm getting a lot of calls from our past clients, and they're scared that, you know, something's happening out there. And it was pretty, you know, last Monday on one of our partner calls, our Place Partner Calls, which is the organization that I am a partner with. They're my partner and I'm a partner with them. That makes a ton of sense. You know, I'm just telling you, you get a regular boy genius over here. Anyway, it's our quote, it's not really a franchise that we are, but it's the platform that we're plugged into and partner with. And anyway, haven't said partner yet. So, but it's one of those things. And we have this thing, and he's like, you know, cause a lot of the people in the organization are starting to say, well, is this market turning, you know, really what's going on? Mm-hmm. And people just want to know. And I think just getting it out there and letting them know that, you know, over time things will be okay. All right. So we have an example, and I wanted to give this, and this may flow into, you know, the next section and whatever else, and we may have to finish the fear next week, but it is what it is. The fact of the matter is what's going on in the market right now is very simply the following. We had in Missoula, when we started talking, right, and I'm going 60. Over these things, in Missoula County, we had 60. In Missoula, yeah, we were down to 25 homes for sale at one point.
That was the 1st of February.
Yeah, it was like the first, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And now, if you can believe it, okay, and you poor thing having to put up with me for that long in studio. I mean, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to send this guy a get well card. For sure. He's like,
condolences for having to deal with Jason.
I'm just reminding you, we have a show to record today, just in case, you know, you're getting blown around in your deer blinds. But anyways, we now have, you know, in Missoula, we have 181, just Missoula. So we're going from 25, 30.
That's not the county. That we're talking in town.
No, that's not the county. No.
Yeah.
The entire county, I wrote it down here, has 270.
I was going to say, it's
active
upwards,
units.
Upwards near 300.
And that's going up, 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 up. So why does that matter? Well, so let's compare it to what it was. So we get, so 270. The average days on market is about 60. It was about 6 minutes before, as you remember, yeah, you know, 20 offers in one day, blah, 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 right? Gone. And the average price reduction, Casey, average price reduction on a house that still isn't sold, which means it needs more of a reduction, because obviously if it was a good price, someone would still buy it, is $50,000 across the board. Now, that's the mean. That's the mean.
Yeah.
The average is $98,000.
98?
Yes.
Oh.
So, I mean, how would you like to take a $98,000 haircut on your house?
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's what it takes to sell it. So it's one of those things that eventually houses will get down if the sellers have to sell to a point where someone will actually feel compelled to buy it. So an example, we sold a property to somebody 10 months ago down in Victor, just great friends of ours. We just love them so much. And they just, for, doesn't matter why, but they've got to sell. Okay. And it's just one of those things when they need something more main level. All right.
Right.
And their, you know, the appreciation was, they kept getting our, you know, these are clients and all clients. And, you know, I think next week I'm going to talk about how to track your equity and kind of know where you're at. But they were tracking their equity and they were seeing these 3 or 4%, you know, 2, 3, 4% price appreciations monthly.
Monthly.
You know, for, they bought last October. So November, December, January, February. Well, there's been a 5 to 8% pullback. So they did gain, you know, 12, maybe 15% over, you know, because it was gangbusters end of last year, first 3 months of this year. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and then, but they've really pulled back. So they paid 7.25% initially, and they're going to be very lucky to, you know, sell that for 7.75% to 7.99% right now. But had it
still
been,
not bad.
Had it been, I mean, with realtor fees and things like that, you know, it's one of those things where they'll be okay, but there's a lot of, but that's just what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe because these days on market are going up so more and the inventory is increasing so much, they're
going
to be, if they wait a month or two, I think they'll be at 750. I believe if they wait 6 months, I believe they'll be 699. I believe at some point it'll get under a little tiny bit, what maybe what they paid, or maybe they could just break out even, but with realtor fees, they're under what they paid. Okay.
So that's what's generating the fear.
That's what's generating the fear. The fear is, so a buyer is feeling fear. If I buy now, am I going to lose money?
Right.
Okay. And I'll go over why I don't believe that's true. But a seller is you know, the sellers are basically just sitting there hovering. You know, people are finally starting to, there's a couple reasons. You know, one of the big reasons is that the news is always six, no offense, but the news is always six. The article that you read on your shows and things like that you do, and thank you for stooping to the level to have to deal with me, you know, on a weekly basis, Mr. Famous over here. But the fact of the matter is that it's a holding pattern, you know, and I just want to go over, you know, how we can make it so that, you know, people understand what they're doing. Yeah.
All right. Well, in that note, then let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talk about the volatility of the stock market right now. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here to remind you that for years I've always recommended, I like bricks and mortar, real estate. And right now there is a golden opportunity if you have the right local agent guiding you. Do it before interest rates go up. There's only one real estate agent that I'd call to navigate this market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. Now, don't just take my word for it. Get online and read all the 5-star reviews. Put the most experience and the best marketing to work for you. Look, the only thing more expensive than hiring an expert is hiring an amateur. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, today we're talking fear in the marketplace. It seems like fear? Something we should save for Halloween or something.
Fear? Well, Halloween's coming. So is my birthday. It's October 27th is my birthday, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm always around Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going to be 20. I'm going to be 23. Well, it's
I'm
funny.
I'm 23.
Yeah, I'm going to be 23.
It's the anniversary of your 23rd birthday, maybe.
Yeah, that's half right. Shut up. That is funny. Yeah. So, but yeah, it is definitely. And then it's always funny, you know, around Halloween time when you get a Friday the 13th, you know, whether it's November or October, you know, you get Jason Friday the 13th.
Jason. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
there's a lot of people that are too young to remember
around,
that.
You're running around doing the
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I'm going to be doing a lot. Yeah. It's going to be kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre at my farm, cleaning up all these trees. But anyways, all right. So we were talking about fear and the chasm between what the sellers are thinking and what the buyers are thinking. Right. So the you know, buyers, sellers, and everything's in the news. Like you were telling me about like the stocks and stuff, you know, during the break. It's like by the time you hear it in the news, it's too damn late.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's over. Yeah. The articles are always 6 months behind. And the article has not come out yet in the Missoulian that I've seen where it says that the market is absolutely going to heck in a handbasket or that it's dropped this amount. Everybody's holding on saying, oh, it's still going to go up. It's still going to go up. It's still going to go up. And in many cases, it is. But what is it going up from? What is that baseline? And so sellers are still thinking, I'm finding all across the board, there's probably 10 to 20% of the sellers that I'm meeting with that actually know that there's a massive market shift going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what they know. Now, this is not, just so everybody should know, a 2008. So whoever's thinking that is not, you know, unless
it's nowhere near anything,
is nowhere near anything like that.
That was a perfect storm.
That was a perfect storm where you had all sorts of insanity, but the number one insanity was if you had a pulse, you could get a loan and you didn't have to even have any money. You could just say, today I would like a house. Mm-hmm. I have checked my pulse. Yeah. And I qualify.
If you can fog a mirror.
Yeah, if you can fog a mirror, yeah. I'm stating that my credit score is 900. Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. You know, so that's what was happening. And those foreclosures drove the market, drove the inventory up and the market down because they had to cycle through that. And then, of course, you know, there are distressed properties. That's not what we're dealing with. Now we're solely dealing with an affordability issue through inflation, through interest rates that are back over 6% again right now. We're buying an investment property. See, I'm a real estate agent, and I'm buying an investment property in Dillon, Montana. Mm-hmm. Okay, why am I doing that when I'm paying 6.625 interest rate? Why? Because I still believe real estate is the longest term. I would rather have my money in that, even if that goes down 5 or 10%, than if I put it in the stock market.
Exactly.
100 times over, because there's not one person in 2007 or in 2008 that said, oh, man, damn it. I wish I didn't buy that home back then. You know,
well,
right now.
I still wish I would have invested in Amazon back then, though.
Yes, I know. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, you know, the price in hawk hunting blinds is going to go up because I'm going to need to purchase a few more of those because mine are splattered across our farm. But anyways, the chasm is, and so the sellers are still thinking that, you know, the last thing they heard when they started processing whether they want to sell or not was like, oh my gosh, 25 offers per house, you know, all this stuff. Man, we're lucky. Yeah, there are pockets of brilliance. Like we have a property listed and we're holding offers on it tonight at 429 Hidden Valley in Florence.
Okay.
We got six or seven offers in already. And it can, you know, there's times where that'll still happen. You know, why on that house? Well, it's on an acre and a third.
Yeah.
Okay. And
kind of a desirable neighborhood.
Right. It's all main level. Another something desirable. It is a manufactured home. So why is it so cheap? And it's $380,000. Well, what do I expect? Well, I expect us to drive way past the 380 still. Well, I thought that never happened in this market. Momentary, you know, that was a perfect storm. That's what people can now afford, that $350,000, $400,000 price range. They used to be able to afford $600,000.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's why that house is so popular. It didn't cause my pictures on the front yard. On the side, you know?
That's for sure.
You know, this is so funny. Like, you know, this is the only time in history where, you know, like a real estate agent is like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right. 29 offers. You know, woo. You know, and it's like, I'm so awesome. I'm like, dude, have you seen your pictures that are in the MLS? You shouldn't even put that thing in the MLS. You should be embarrassed at yourself. You know, like some of the stuff I see in the MLS is why people go for sale by owner. They're like, holy cow, I could do that. I could make a hot mess like that all my own.
Make a freight train take a dirt road.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it's crazy. So the news is a little bit behind the times. But so what's really going on is our days on market have, you know, gone up 4 or 5 times. And so as that happens, you know, there's way more houses for these buyers to go out and look at. So they're being a little bit more picky. So what does that look like on the seller's end? Well, on the seller's end, it looks like they're, you know, you're probably going to have to maybe start paying some closing costs again for these these people if they're going to choose your house over the other 300 homes that are for sale, right?
Yeah.
You're probably going to have to fix some of the stuff on the inspection again.
Inspection?
God, I don't even know if the home inspectors all went out of business in the life. Nobody was ordering a home inspection in the last 3 years. You know, as crazy as that is. But, you know, so many people, the people that know about it are scared about it, but it's actually what we're moving back to a normal market. And so something that's normal, you know, appreciates in our area in Montana, 3 to 5% a year is a normal appreciation. What we're seeing right now with these price reductions is the people who are 6 months behind the times on the news. So that price is going to have to come down for them to get an offer. And so for buyers, it's like, well, geez, you know, you're going to be able to get a better deal now. And no, if you buy the house at a reasonable price, you're not going to lose any additional money. What's coming down right now is that pie in the sky thinking,
right?
It's that overinflation. And here's another thing that buyers aren't going to have to pay for. They're not going to have to offer $50,000 or $100,000 over asking price 99% of the time.
Right.
So isn't that a reason to go out there and buy? The other reason is I think these rates are going to go over 7%.
You're dating the rate. You're not married to the rate.
We're doing 6.625 through our mortgage company, BK Co Mortgage. That's who I do all my personal loans through. And the listeners have access to that too. They've got to reach out to me and get that. But what is it? I'm not paying any origination on that. I'm not. Now, I had to do, remember we talked on the show with Jesse about the 2-1 buy down.
Right.
I opted to do that. I'm paying 2 points to buy my rate down to 6.625. Otherwise, it would have been in the mid sevens on an investment property. The rate's way higher than a single family resident home. Mm-hmm. It's about 1.5 to 2 points higher. Okay, so I'm opting to pay those two points, and I'm going to ask the seller to pay for those every sense of the word on our inspection notice that we're doing because we got an inspection. Meth test will be back later today. We'll find out if the house comes with a free buzz. You know, so it's one of those things where it's just like I'm dissecting it, but the reason why I'm doing it, number one, I go over there and hunt, a lot of these weekends because I used to run a wounded veteran hunting program over there until I got shot.
Right.
Now I just want to bring my family and friends over there
have
and do
a
it a little bit more relaxed. And of course, the veterans are still welcome. But I'm not like rolling 8 veterans through there per week, you know, with massive amounts of gunfire because I still kind of, you know, a little jumpy. I did visit the spot where I did get shot the other day. It was a pretty emotional moment there. But just to kind of come full circle after not being back on that lease, we leased a piece of ground over there, not being back, being back on that piece of ground again. It's such an amazing resource. And just to, you know, be there with my family, my son was literally catching these massive trout,
cool,
you know, 20 yards from where I nearly lost my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a cool, or thought I was, you know.
Getting back on the horse after falling off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's so important in life to do that. But anyways, I digress. But, I'm a human too. I have emotions and you know, things bother me. And that really bothered me. That bothered me for a couple
of
years.
I'm thinking it would.
Yeah, it was a pretty scary thing. But
you're back down there. We're back down there.
Yeah, it's just so nice. And the beautiful thing is that they opened it up to us where we can fish and bow hunt and rifle hunt.
Cool.
Yeah, for a week during the rut. And then also, you know, just full on waterfowl hunting, which of course is my passion. So, but anyways, the fact is that, you know, out there right now, it's so just dissecting what we did down there. House was listed at $295,000. And so we made an offer, and I don't really want to necessarily disclose that yet because it's not closed and we're still negotiating a little bit. But we were able to get, you know, a pretty good discount just because of the age of the house and just where it was. And then we settled on a number. And we did the home inspection. The house is 100 years old, okay? And we did the home inspection there. And we did a meth test, a sewer scope, you know, because these older houses had these clay
cast
pipes.
Iron.
Yeah, they say cast iron, and then you had clay pipes running out to city sewer as they did that. You know, city sewer was, you know, something that was new back then, right, to get everything centralized and up the amount of houses, how close the density. But anyways, we scoped that out, and that looked, it was old, but it looked, you know, oh good. Everything was flowing.
Yeah, at
downhill.
Least.
It flows downhill.
That's good.
Yeah. It was so flowing. And, you know, the house had been largely remodeled. So we're doing that for, because I hunt there, you know, I'm spending, if you go over and try to, you know, get a hotel anywhere right now, it's $250 to $300 a night, you know, for something you'd stay in that does not have meth. And also, or maybe it does, you know, it's an add-on. It was just, you know, it cost me $1,000 a weekend. Could I afford it? Well, probably, but at the same time, I want to be a good steward. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. So we can have that as a tax write-off. and also for VRBO. That's our main purpose, is to provide a great place for people that are going to Dillon to hunt and fish, mm-hmm. and just have a place to stay. And when I go there to hunt and fish and hang out with my family, we've got a great place to stay. So, and it's also a good tax shelter for us and things like that. So there's lots of good reasons. But my rate is crappy.
Right.
But I still did it.
You're just dating it, though. It'll change eventually.
It is, yeah, because I was going to be paying 100% interest rate mm-hmm. if I was paying a hotel. Yeah. I'm paying their interest rate. Yeah. You know, I'm not getting any of that back. What am I going to do, write off a fishing trip over there?
Right.
You know? No. Oh, yeah, stress relief. You know, it actually winds me up. It's never catching anything. I just start cussing under my breath. Yeah.
Plus, it beats having to haul a fifth wheel or something down there.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're going to go buy the fifth wheel, and that's a massive depreciating versus appreciating asset.
Right.
You know, I haven't figured out a way to, through Rise Realty, to write off a dang camper yet.
Yeah.
If you hear of anything,
when you do figure
you're
it out,
a
let
guest
me know.
On your show, just yeah. let me know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, a stress reliever. I don't know what that would be. But so, yeah. So we opted to do that. And yeah, our first moment that we can through BK Co Mortgage, we'll refund because we don't pay any origination. We're not paying any underwriting fees. We're not paying any of those junk fees on there. And we actually get $1,000 back at closing through the mortgage company that my listeners and my clients have access to. Just need to simply reach out to me and we can put you in touch with Coleman and Kim and Jesse and they'll work that out. Now, I don't get paid if you do that because I'm not a loan officer. I just use them personally. And look, they got my appraisal waiver. I didn't have to pay $1,000 for the appraisal. Getting $1,000 back at closing, and I saved $3,000 in fees overall.
Nice.
You know, so for
and
me,
that ain't nothing.
If there's any day you want to give me $4,000 to $5,000,
yeah, I'll take it. No problem.
And if you don't want that, I give you my email and you just send it to me. Yeah, a Nigerian prince.
Yeah, right.
That's $4,000 to $5,000. That's what we did. And I, you know, I encourage people. You know, and then like I said, we'll refinance that and we'll make an extra $500
down the road.
Yeah,
down the road.
But for now, I get this thing called cost segregation that we can take advantage of. And I don't want to get into that because I'm not an accountant. But you should. Everybody who goes out and buys a property, you know, a layman's term examples of this case is, so if this house costs me $300,000, you can get a cost segregation appraisal done. It costs about $1,500 or $2,000. This has nothing to do with the loan. This is just after. And let's say, so it's a $300,000, let's say it's a $300,000 home. I can cost segregate out or remove I can depreciate the full asset in the first year.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's about $96,700 I can take off of my year-end taxable income. So that's about, at my tax bracket, $40,000 in tax I would have to pay to the IRS that I now no longer have to write a check for at the end of the year because I went and bought an investment property.
Right.
Furthermore,
yeah.
I'll get to write off all of my mortgage payment, all of the interest part of my mortgage payment. Furthermore, I will create equity in that home if we can work everything out today in the inspection, Lord willing, on that. And then maybe I make 3-5% there. Maybe I don't, but maybe I do.
You still got a place to crash.
But I don't think I'm going to lose anything. I have a place to crash. Never mind what I save when I go hunt. Mm-hmm. Never mind if I hang a Rise Realty sign in Dillon where I would love to have an office.
Yeah.
If you know any agents down there, they should call.
Yeah.
And then there's just a few other things we can do, improvements and whatever else. I can create through sweat equity some equity in that property. It didn't cost me that much if I do the work.
Yeah.
Right? And then I have the income that I make from the VRBO.
Right.
Over and above my mortgage payment.
And that's going to help with the mortgage.
That's correct. Yeah. In other words, someone else is paying my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are all the reasons why I believe that we should constantly check the equity in our homes that we currently have, and we should, if we can, take that out and buy something else. That's not coming from a salesperson aspect where I need you to go do this or I won't eat. Although my kids are eating me out of house and home. It's like the pantry is their friend. But the fact is that if you're paying too much taxes because you're self-employed, truly, you should get in touch with us and let us teach you about how to do that, just exactly the same thing that I'm doing.
I had my neighbor, we're doing the topic of fear today, and I had my neighbor just out in the driveway the other day talking, and he gave me the, you better hurry up, because prices are tanking, and prices are going, you better hurry up and sell now, and I looked at him, I'm like, I still have the, where am I going to go when I do sell attitude, you know?
It really is,
And so that's been my fear, and my other fear is getting out of the place that I'm comfortable in now.
Yeah.
I'm not really comfortable. I mean, I can't. We are outgrowing my house very quick.
Space-wise, you're not comfortable. But
the bigger my kid gets, the smaller the house gets.
I think what you mean is it's like I've been there for a while, so it's familiar.
Yeah.
It doesn't leak. I've lived here. I'm okay. I'm not dying. I can afford the payment. I'm not stressed out living here. Yeah, I'd like a little bit more room.
Well, and I do need. I need to grow up. I need to take that next step. You know. My fear is also becoming house poor.
Yes, correct. Yeah, and so what he means by house poor is he said he doesn't want to get into something. Maybe he could afford it, but he doesn't want to just be, you know, throwing every single thing or excess money that he would have at the end of the month away on a house payment. Mm-hmm. Basically,
and so all you can do is just get off work, go home, and sit in.
That's exactly right. You're gonna you'll have a freaking huge living room though.
Yeah.
You'll have to learn to love
it. Plenty of room.
Plenty of room
for that plush recliner you can afford to sit in all the time.
That's exactly right. Yeah, he's like, you know, I would do anything except 2 shows a week with you, Jason, to increase my income. So there's a lot of that out there. The one thing I would say, and that's just something, I mean, you know, if it's something you really, there's a difference between, you don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference between have to do and kind of sort of want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But there's also that fear of missing out or FOMO, you know.
Yeah,
you're afraid that every day you wait.
Probably never hear a salesperson say this, but don't ever fall for the FOMO.
Yeah.
You should, always take a step back and say, is this financially feasible right now? And are my motives clear and necessary?
Right.
Yeah. Especially right now in the market we're going to go through. There's some people think that we're about to head into the apocalypse. And what I can always tell you, and I never did get today to my PowerPoint on fear, so we'll cover that next week. And I think it's something that everybody should listen to, but I'm super biased. Right. But the fact of the matter is that here's what I know. I know that we live in the greatest country that there ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I also understand that we were created for a reason, and we're not created to be scared all the time. And we have a brain. So a common sense must prevail through the financial thing that I do believe we're going to go through. I think it's somewhere in between what the cuckoo people are saying and, you know, what the overly optimistic people is. But you should definitely rein things in. I don't think our houses are going to go down a lot, but I think we're not, you know, the immediate thing we're going to notice is people just aren't paying over asking price 99% of the time. And so we're not going to, so that's great for buyers. It's also not horrible for sellers. Like, I just think that we're going to get back to normal means they're giving you 95% of what you're asking, and we're going to find out real quick if what you're asking is nuts.
Right.
That's just what I call.
It only takes a couple days.
It only takes a couple, like, it still doesn't take longer than 2 weeks, Casey, to find out if your house is overpriced or not.
Right.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just takes a few. You're going to know right away if you're having 3 to 5 showings a week that you're probably okay.
Yeah.
If that continues for 2 weeks and you don't have 1 or 2 offers, you're probably a little high.
Mm-hmm.
Come down a little bit. You know, we have people all the time that come down just a little bit, you know, 25,000. I know that doesn't sound like a little bit. And then the next thing you know, they get an offer back up above where they were before. Well, why didn't that offer come in? They just didn't feel like it was a good deal there. Mm-hmm. Then finally enough people did at that price. Then they started bidding it up. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because it's all about getting that butt through that front door. Everything's layman's terms around here, folks.
With the checkbook.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah,
with the checkbook. It's got to have a pocket in the back for the checkbook. That's right. Yeah.
Well, Jason, we're nearing the end of the show. I was wondering if you happen to have any featured properties or anything going on this
week. Yeah, I do have that one down there, 429 Hidden Valley's a really nice property. And because I don't have 10 minutes to talk about these, because I love to talk about properties because it's what I do, right? But that's 3-bedroom, 2-bath on 1.3 acres listed at $379.9. That's really good. And
Love that neighborhood.
Veteran owned. I love it down there too. I sold that to them and then they're reselling it, which we were so grateful that for the repeat business. And then the rest of the houses are on the very bottom of our website that we have. Okay. We got a beautiful one up in the Rattlesnake. You should check that out. And we have 4 or 5 listings upcoming that they'll want to keep checking. It's jasonbakerteam.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom, that's that little thing on your mouse, like that little wheel.
Oh, the one that I wear out here?
The one that you wear out. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. And you end up throwing them against the wall. But at the very bottom of the website is just all of our team's listings, okay? And notice the photography.
Great photos.
Yeah, they're great photos. Yeah, we have a wonderful photographer named Corey, and we can't thank him enough for doing that. It's just such an important thing for our sellers that the houses look good online, because that's how everybody's looking at these darn things.
Yeah, you don't even have to leave the house to really take a tour of all the homes.
Absolutely not. It could be 2 a.m. You could be surfing.
Yeah.
But the one thing I want to say on our website that I would start doing if I were you financially is tracking your equity. And so if you click get my home's value. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get that, and it's going to get your address. Put it in there. Nobody's going to bite you.
Yeah.
Put in your email. Put in your phone number.
Not sending out any spam emails.
I do not bite you. Have I ever bit you?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. I know.
I that's mean, why I sit 6 feet away
from
you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly. Oh, it wasn't COVID? Yeah, I'm just kidding. No. But it's just one of those things where track your equity. So that'll tell me that you're interested in tracking your equity.
Right.
And I'll hop on Zoom with you for 5 or 10 minutes. We'll figure out your home's value, and then I'll send you sold comps every month and watch it.
No?
I don't charge anything for that. Y'all are human, I think. Never have met most of you.
It's simple. It's the keep it simple, stupid strategy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the website again?
JasonBakerTeam.com, or they can just Google us. Just put in JasonBakerTeam.com. Now, the camera adds 80 pounds or the photo.
This will be nice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you missed any of the show or any of our past shows, don't forget you can check them out on demand at NewsTalkKGVO.com. Jason Baker, as always, we'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah, buddy.